This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the House impeachment probe moves toward opening hearings next week, it seems unlikely that former National Security Advisor John Bolton will testify. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
As expected, Bolton did not show up for a closed-door interview. His lawyer had said Bolton would not appear without a subpoena and had not received one. While Bolton was a no-show, one of Vice President Pence's aides did appear. Jennifer Williams was among those who listened to the July phone call where an administration official says President Trump pushed Ukraine's leader to investigate Democrats. As Williams testified, her boss told reporters in New Hampshire his boss did nothing wrong.
What's going on in Washington, D.C. today is a disgrace.
The president's directed his employees not to cooperate with impeachment investigators who scheduled 13 witnesses this week. Only Williams and one other showed up. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is considering entering the 2020 presidential race. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
An advisor to the billionaire businessman says Michael Bloomberg is worried that the current field of Democratic presidential candidates might not be well positioned to defeat President Trump next year. So even though Bloomberg had ruled out a presidential bid earlier this year, he's now reconsidering. The advisor says Bloomberg is planning to file the papers to get his name on the ballot for Alabama's Democratic presidential primary. The deadline for filing is Friday. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More than a year after the brutal murder of Washington Post columnist and Saudi critic Jamal Khashoggi and the consulate in Istanbul, U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Director Gina Haspel, and the Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz met Thursday in Riyadh. Relations between Washington and Riyadh have been strained over the last year's murder of Khashoggi. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. envoy in Syria is highly critical of the U.S. troop withdrawal. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
A senior American diplomat wrote a blistering assessment of the Trump administration's abrupt withdrawal of U.S. troops from northeast Syria last month, according to two U.S. officials familiar with the matter. In an internal memo, William Roebuck, the top U.S. diplomat in northern Syria, criticized the Trump administration for not doing more to prevent Turkey's invasion or to protect the Kurds. The New York Times was first to report on the memo. The memo was sent to James Jeffrey, the U.S. special envoy for Syria, and several other officials who deal with Syria policy. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused both Moscow and Washington of reneging on commitments to enforce the withdrawal of a Syrian Kurdish militia from Turkey's border, and he is warning of a resumption of military operations in Syria. Erdogan struck two separate deals in October with Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, with both agreeing the YPG would withdraw at least 30 kilometers from the Turkish border. In return, Ankara agreed to pause its military offensive into Syria against the YPG, which displaced more than 100,000 people, mainly Kurds. Iran's nuclear agency Thursday announced the resumption of uranium enrichment at the country's underground nuclear facility, a site where, under the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, it had agreed to not to carry out any enrichment or enrichment-related research. The Atomic Energy Organization of Iran said in a statement that the enrichment began overnight and was witnessed by an official from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency. Iran said it plans to enrich up to the level of 4.5% at the site. That is slightly above the level allowed under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, but breaking that barrier was part of Iran's earlier steps away from the agreement, as it calls for other signatories to help it navigate around U.S. sanctions on its important oil exports. Pakistan is set to open a new dedicated border crossing with rival India Saturday, giving the Indian Sikh pilgrims year-round visa-free access to one of their holiest shrines in Pakistan. The temple in one town, Kartarpur, is located about 4 kilometers from the border with India. It is believed to have been built on the site where the founder of Sikhism died in the 16th century. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.